This call is being recorded.
Thank you.
Somebody needs to mute their phone. Mute your phones.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the Earth and onward to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. By the power and might of a thousand suns, we thank thee it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the beloved mighty I Am Presence is that light.
And now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing, relaxing breaths. Take a deep breath now, breathe in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself, letting the outside world just drift away. Just focus on being within. Take a deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. And breathe in the light. Exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated within all of you. Pay particular attention to the alignment of those chakras, how they are aligned up along your spinal cord, from just below your feet to just above your head. As you focus on each one in turn, and focus on the colors of each of the chakras, also raise the intensity of those colors. Make them as bright and as brilliant as you can in each one, knowing that as you raise the intensity of the colors, you're also raising the vibration within that particular chakra. And when you raise the vibration within each chakra, you're also raising the vibration frequency within each of the corresponding glandular centers in your physical body, and thereby bringing balance to your body, to your mind, body, and soul. So focus on the Earth Star chakra now, just below your feet. See that as a deep earth brown color. Know that that is your connection to Gaia, that's your grounding point. So whenever you hear about grounding yourself, that is the chakra you're grounding from. Now moving up to your root chakra, see that as a deep ruby red color, bright, brilliant red. Moving up to the next, orange. To the next, brilliant bright yellow at the solar plexus area. To the heart center, deep blue-green. High heart center, magenta. To the throat area, sky blue. The middle of your forehead, the third eye center, purple or indigo. The crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now you bring all of the chakras together, merging them all as one into this soul star chakra, all those colors combining and coming together to form that brilliant white in this soul star chakra. And then see the soul star chakra now as three-dimensional six-pointed star, this being your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body. Feel as you, your conscious knowing self, move into this Merkaba. Feel the vibration as you move into it, the high vibration. Feel your etheric body vibrating, your etheric, your energy body vibrating at a very, very high level. Have indeed raised the vibrational frequency within your etheric body. And when you raise it in your etheric body, you're also raising it in your astral and your physical body, as well as your higher mental bodies. Now, in your Merkaba light vehicle, in your vehicle of travel, allow yourself to begin to pull away from your physical body. Just see your physical body falling below you. As you rise up, 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 up into the sky, through the roof of the building, wherever you might be, up higher into the sky, then find yourself on a desert island. Just imagine for a moment, image in a beautiful desert island or isolated island. It doesn't have to be a desert island, isolated island. Floating down to this island, coming down onto the beach on the ocean shore, and just feel yourself moving down in the sand now. Feel it touching your feet. Yes, you have the senses here. Have all of your senses alive here. So the sense of touch. Feel the warm sand on your feet. Sense of smell. Smell the salt air from the ocean. Also feel the aliveness here. The negative ions. Secluded, completely secluded beach. You and you alone here. Feeling the majesty of the environment here. Seeing the waves, the ebb and flow of the waves to the sand, perhaps touching your feet, water just touching your feet. You feel the electricity within the consciousness of that water. Just moves all through your being. Perhaps there are seagulls overhead. Hear the seagulls, you see the seagulls. Feel all of the expressions of this area, this beautiful isolated beach, isolated island, your island. This is your special place, or can be your special place anytime you want to. Come here and perhaps regroup from a negative experience, whatever it might be. This can be, might call it your happy place. safe place. Feel the energy all around you. Feel the light rays of the sun. Sounds of the gulls, the sounds of the waves, smells, salt, feeling of the sand on your feet. Then begin to connect with that ebb and flow of the wave going out. Begin to match that rhythm. Perhaps match it with your own heartbeat. The rhythm of the ebb and feel yourself becoming one, the water. Say, I am water. One with the self becoming immersed in water. Consciousness filling you, consciousness of that water. For this is Mother Earth, this is Gaia. Gaia reaching out to you, touching you, aiding with you. Feel the expression. Yeah. Feel yourself one. Gaia. I was still feeling the aliveness, consciousness, water, of Gaia, into towards your physical body, bringing that sense of oneness, that aliveness. Higher vibrational frequency back in with you into your physical body, bringing your light body, your Merkaba light, merging with your physical form, feel the consciousness. Gaia herself filling your body now, filling your physical body, your astral, etheric body, being as one. Now into a complete state, consciousness and circulation. Fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Kara. Come to be with you at this time. These quite auspicious times that you are in now. Times that you have been preparing for a long, long time. even before coming into these lifetimes, these earth lifetimes, have been preparing for. You knew one day in the far distant future, perhaps in a galaxy far, you were destined to be a part of this high vibrational frequency and evolutionary shift in consciousness is occurring at this time. Destined to be a part of it. Be a part of the first wave ascension. Preparing the way for those to come after you. Yes, you are the way shower. Are ones that indeed you have been waiting for. You yourself, not us, we the Pleiadians or the Syrians or the Agarthans, any of the other civilizations that are here assisting in this planetary evolution, this solar system evolution, and even this galaxy evolution that is happening. We are all here to witness this, to watch this, be a part of this in whatever expression that we can be a part of. But alas, we cannot yet become too involved in your evolutionary process, other than to be here at a moment's notice. Call is given. Must tell you now, that call is not that far off, perhaps closer than you might even believe it to be. We are in a waiting stage. We, those of us in the millions of ships that are here, looking over this process, again, assisting wherever we can. We have been assisting in many different ways, even to the point of allowing more and more energy to come into your planet, become a part of your consciousness here, to raise your consciousness. Has been a delicate process, I must say, to only allow enough energy various times throughout this process to be able to come into the planet, be able to be absorbed in your bodies. For your bodies, your physical bodies, as carbon bodies, cannot handle the higher level energies that are yet to come in. So your physical bodies are indeed changing. Carbon to crystalline. That is in the process of happening. This, my friends, is why when you say here that there are going to be many that are going to be leaving this planet, that is why, because they will not be able to handle these higher energies. Their physical bodies, their central nervous systems will not be able to handle it. And they, many, and many more yet, have chosen to leave the planet in various ways of exiting. But that is not for you to be concerned about. You can only do what you can do at this point. You cannot convince anyone to go against their path. Or their path is their path, just like your path is your path. Everyone has the right to choose what that path how that path will take them. So for you, each of you, the way showers, it is almost time, I'd say, for the movie, as you have been told, this is a movie playing out in front of you, for this movie to come to an end. It's not that far off, but it will be in stages, or as you have heard, various phases. Yes, indeed, you are in the process of entering phase two. Phase two will be a very quick phase, I might say, compared to the earlier one. Then each one after that will be even quicker. I might say time itself has quickened. Time itself is speeding up. That is all purposeful. For the times ahead, although may be somewhat rocky at times, they will be revealing the truths that have been held back in the shadows for so long, but not to be held back much longer. For the truth indeed shall set you free, not only you, mankind that is ready for this evolutionary shift, this jump in consciousness. We are ready. We, Galactics, we the Pleiadians, all of those other civilizations, we are ready. Again, at a moment's notice, to be of more and more assistance. And indeed, our ships will be shown more and more over the coming days, weeks, and months ahead, leading to the culmination. Not exactly say when that culmination will be, but it is coming. I am Kara. I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And know that I, as Kara, will be here with you more often in the times ahead now. There has been a time off, you might say, where my energies were required elsewhere. Because of my connection with so many of you that are on this call, and those that will read and understand these words after, connected to many of you, will find that in the head. Peace and love be with all. Mani Padme Om Mani Padme Om Om. Greetings to one who serves here. And Shoshana is not here at this time, so we will do what we can to answer your questions and assist you in this continuing process, this program that we have been working with you for quite some time now. And we'll say it has not only been these few years that we have been together, but we as the one who serves, we as also the Galactics and the Agarthans, all have been working with many of you throughout various lifetimes. We have been working with you in the background, we will say, where you did not know of us, that we were there, as you know of us now. But we have been here and with you, and will continue to be with you even more in the times ahead. We, the ascended ones, are here to assist you in becoming the ascended ones yourselves, and for you then to assist others following that, your ascension. So we are ready now for your questions, if you have them. Would there be any questions?
I have a question, one who serves.
Yes.
I'm not asking this question out of any kind of fear, because I don't have any fear, but during our discussion today, we were talking about Ezra Watkins and the what's coming, and the EBS and the internet going down, and a lot of us are prepared with food and water, and there's no fear here. My question is this: will there be any kind of warning? I think some of us need to travel. I'm actually offered a project out of state for 2 months at the end of this year, and I don't know, is it wise for me to be away from my home where I have all my food and water, or just live our lives as usual? Will there be any kind of warning?
We will say here that you must listen within yourself as these situations arise, and do what you feel your intuition is guiding you to do. If it is telling you at some point better to stay home, then do exactly that, better to stay home. You must understand that we as the Ascended Ones, the Galactics, the Agarthans, all of your various guides can get messages to you whenever they need to. You just need to be open to hearing those messages. So do not be concerned about living your life. We will say, live your life. Be in joy in every moment of your life, and everything will take care of itself. You will find that you will be in the right place at the right time, whatever that might entail for you. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
A couple nights ago, I went in to brush my teeth and standing in front of the mirror, and a couple seconds later, I felt a light tap on the top of my forehead, just on my hairline, and I felt like it was my mother with a message of some kind. So I'm just wondering what that was about.
Well, we will tell you that this is indeed what we have been saying for some time in terms of the glimpses into the other side. Glimpses does not only mean to see, but glimpses can also mean to hear, to feel, to touch, as you are saying. So there will be more and more of these openings where those on the other side, those of your guides, will be, in a sense, tapping you on the shoulder as this is occurring here, and will occur more often. So be ready for it. We said some time ago, you may begin to see dead people. That was from your movie, that child saw dead people. Something that will occur for more and more in the times ahead, where they will get those glimpses. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
I understand those so-called dead people are not dead. They are as alive, and in some cases, even more alive than you are.
Okay? Right, I've seen several.
Yes.
Thank you.
Would there be any other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Maybe you could verify. It seems, I'll just use that term, that time itself is collapsing. It has been, but I've really noticed the acceleration of that over the last year or so, especially in the last 6 months. It seems to be accelerating. I'm assuming, this is partly a question, that we're also heading to 0 point. What I do find, though, I guess, and this is part of my question, is we're kind of trapped between two worlds. It's getting challenging, I should say. to get 3D type things done, i.e. work and bills and all these other things we got to do day to day in that shortened time frame. Do you have any suggestions on how we deal with time collapsing on us and sort of how we bridge over to whenever we do hit zero point, which I'm assuming is going to be a lot closer to our point of ascension?
Yes, we will say to be in the moment. Be in the moment as much as you possibly can. Do not be concerned about the past or the future. Just be right in the present moment. And yes, indeed, your time does appear to be speeding up. And more than just appear, it is speeding up. Because mm-hmm. you are coming closer and closer to that point where past, present, and future will all be one, as it is in the fifth dimension and higher. So time, as you understand it, will shift greatly here. And that is all purposeful. So do not be concerned about it. Just be in the moment. You will find that those things of the third dimensional expression will no longer hold your attention as much as they used to. Okay?
Okay. So with a rising frequency, it's just those things will kind of fade away within our individual consciousness. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
There be any other questions here?
I have a request.
Well, I have.
I don't know if it's possible. I've been working with my chakras and, you know, knowing the kind of chakra archangels and whatnot through that connection. I was wondering if it would be possible to hear from some of those archangels, such as Raphael, Gabriel, Yophiel. Is that possible through this channel at some point?
We will say here that certainly anything is possible, but we have a certain lineup, we will say here. So that is what has been given through this one, James. And there are times when this deviates somewhat, but the lineup, as you have seen, are the ones that have been coming through. And they're the ones that agreed to do this prior to this lifetime here. So again, there can be some deviation from this at various times. We will see. We will ask and see what occurs here. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Any further questions here before we release channel?
Moses here. Greetings.
Yes.
I wanted to understand a little bit more about the communication protocol for when the ones that ascend and follow on to guide our brothers and sisters. Are we going to also have to try to find a channel who can channel our voices and our beings, or are we going to have additional tools for relaying to our brothers and sisters this knowledge, or will we be here to be able to do that even though we have ascended? Thank you.
We chuckle at this, that you have to find a channel. It is not so much finding a channel. It is that the situation will arise in whatever needs to be at that time. But do not think that you will not be present in a physical stance here, we will say. Not so much in your physical body as you know it now, but in an appearance, because the veil between the two worlds would be much, much less than they are even at this time here. So there will be those expressions where you can be in a body that will appear to those that you are working with, not so much as it is right now. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Yes. Any further question? We do need to release channel here.
I have a quick question.
And yes.
I've been having some issues with my ears, especially my left ear, and just feels kind of stuffed up. And I'm just wondering if you could add any light to that, to the purpose of this. And I feel like, you know, I know my body talks to me and gives me messages, I believe. So just wondering if you had any insight for that.
We will ask you a question here. With your ear being stuffed up, does it hurt?
No.
There is no pain. So no. Is there a situation in your life where you are not wanting to hear something? There's something occurring that you are not wanting to hear?
Not that I can think of. I mean, so I don't, maybe there's some things I should be saying that I'm not saying.
No, we're saying about hearing something.
Yeah.
No, nothing blocked in that sense. Then we will say here that it is more likely a, what you might call an ascension symptom here for you. Or there is nothing physical that is being caused here other than a freeing up, we will say, of your auditory system here. So it will pass.
Okay.
There is no pain. If there is no pain and there is not something you are not wanting to hear, then it is what we are saying then.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Yes. Very good. Then we are ready to release channel. And we just say here to continue on with your daily lives. Do not look at changing anything drastically. Just be who you are in the moment as much as you possibly can, each and every moment. And you will find that you will be in the right place at the right time. Again, whatever that might mean for you. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.